Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are in our series, Getting to Know Jesus, and we are in the book of Luke. And we're still in chapter 6. We'll get through it. This is going to finish it up today. And the title of today is, Why Do You Call Me Lord, Lord, But Do Not Do What I Say? All right. So if you're enjoying this daily devotion, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Remember, you can check us out now at WashingtonDefender.org, and you can actually sign up for the app through there, through the web app, if you'd like to. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. You are truly a part of our team to change our heart so we can change the public square. That's the only thing that's going to save Washington State, is a changed heart. All right, what is happening in Washington? Actually, this article is a little bit more on a national level, but I thought it's worth bringing up. It said, the article headline says this: according to an August 23rd, 2026 Washington Standard article, abortion policy may return to the U.S. Supreme Court through a case centered on women's health and the medical standards surrounding abortion. And that uses the word care. I wouldn't necessarily use that word. The article reports that the legal debate is shifting beyond abortion access alone towards questions about whether states may enforce health and safety protections for women. The Washington State Standard describes how a future Supreme Court ruling could influence the balance of authority between state lawmakers, medical providers, and federal courts. The story highlights that abortion remains a deeply contested moral, legal, and public health issue with consequences that reach well beyond one state. These headlines remind us to pray for courage to protect the vulnerable life, compassion for women facing painful circumstances, and wisdom for leaders making decisions with lasting human consequences. So as we look at this issue once again, I read through that article, and it's really about women's mental health and having a baby if they feel like it's going to ruin their mental health. And here's all I got to say is, God is the giver of life, and we need to trust that every form of life is valuable in the sight of God. Now, I don't disregard the fact that when women enter into these situations and they find themselves pregnant, that it can't be a difficult long-term situation. And I think that as we look at this, we need to understand, just because we chose one action, let's say we chose to have intercourse, we chose to have a life was made. Sometimes it's not even a choosing. It happens through rape or incest. We have to ask ourselves, we did this one action, or had this one action done to us. Where do we go from here? And all I know is the mental health outcomes of having abortion, I believe, is greater than the mental health outcomes of having a baby. And you say, how do you know that, Pastor Brian? It's the many women that I have sat down with and have confided that they've had an abortion and that they have struggled the rest of their lives. So I know these are difficult decisions. I would encourage, if you're unable to nurture and tend to a child, to raise them up, that there are many families that would be willing to step in and help in those situations. So I don't take this lightly. I also know that because of a choice or something, an injustice to us, it doesn't give us permission to do the thing that does not please and honor God. And God is the giver of life. And so we need to honor him through that choice. Let's pray for those who may be facing that choice today, and then we will dive into the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we know that there are a multitude of reasons of why people are contemplating abortion, the ending of a life that has been placed in their womb. We know that those situations shouldn't be taken lightly. We pray abundant wisdom. We pray all fear would be gone. and that there would be a reverence for you, God. There would be an understanding that life is inside of their womb, and that there would be a choosing of life today. God, we don't take this this topic lightly. Lord, we know that you love the women and the men who are making these decisions, God. We pray that you would give them divine wisdom and allow them to walk in such a way that they have no regrets in facing you, God. So we pray that the church would step up in these situations continually to help provide, help take care of, help nurture, help grow, and that families would wrap themselves around these couples and or individuals, whatever the situation may be, and give them wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's dive into the Word of God here together. It says, why do you call me, this is Luke chapter 6, verse 46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Now, Jesus is speaking, and he asks a question. If you're going to call me Lord, then you got to do what I say. He says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and hears my word and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like. So the first scenario is the person who comes to Jesus, hears the word, his words, and does them. That's the kind of people we want to be. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against the house and could not shake it because it had been well built. Okay? So that is why we dive into the Word of God each and every day. We want to be the person who not merely hears the Word of God, but does the Word of God, that does the Word of God. Okay? So thinking through that, we want to be a doer of God's Word. And to act in such a way and to live in such a way and to glorify God in such a way that we live out his word in others. Now you say, well, I'm not perfect and I'm going to make mistakes. And I get it. We're all that way. That's where we have the great example of repentance. When we make a mistake, we're hypocritical, we break God's law, whatever it might be, we turn and first and foremost to God, we say, God, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. And we acknowledge our sin to God. That's number one. Number two is then we acknowledge our sin to others. And number three is we commit to turning the other direction and not committing that sin anymore. So this is a person who lays a foundation, and the foundation is built on a rock. So if you're feeling like all of life, AI is kicking in, and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to have a job. I don't know about this. I don't know about that. Have your foundation be on the rock of Christ Jesus. Jesus is your provider. Jesus is the one who takes care of you. Okay. Have that foundation sure and secure, and it comes from the Word of God. But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly. Okay. So this is the person who hears Jesus speaking, but does not act on it. He's going to describe him. Is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation. Okay. So this person doesn't dig down deep. I love that about the first part. He dug down deep to find the rock, the solid ground. And we need to do that in our hearts, where we dig down deep and we find that sure foundation of the truth of God's word. And it rises above each and every other cultural preference and or modern ideology that may be out there. So, but this guy does not do that. And the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great. So we oftentimes like to see the house and we say, they're saved, but we really need to look at their foundation. Is the foundation of their life on the Word of God? I can't tell you how many people, and even in my own life at times where my foundation was my opinion, my job, my ministry, whatever it might be, and it just comes to ruin. God says, I will be second place to none. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your might, with all that you are, love the Lord your God. What is the first and greatest commandment? That's what we have. And so God is removing all secondary non-foundations, and he's making sure that your entire house is built on him. But there are some who have none of their house built on Christ, right? And so when the winds come and the waves burst and the torrent of water flows, the flood comes, they just simply sink. So you're saying, Brian, I want to build my house on the foundation. Here's how you do it. You confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You believe that God raised him from the dead. The Bible says that if you repent and you turn from those things of the past, of all that is, that his grace is sufficient for you. Confess Jesus as Lord, believe in God that raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Jesus, you are Lord of my life. And then you get into the Word of God and you allow it to set your direction for your life. I love this because this is the answer to the uncertainties of each and every day that we face. So thinking through, what does it mean to walk with Christ on a daily, get to know Jesus like never before, and to have that foundation be secure? So confess Jesus, Lord. Then I say get around other believers. Learn the Word of God together with someone else. Learn what God wants to do in their hearts and in their minds like never before. Ask God to strengthen you from the inside out and to transform you, and that you would forever be a person that glorifies God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you sent your Son to be our firm foundation in our hearts and in our minds. Lord, when it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? I want to hear from you, well done, good and faithful servant. I want to hear from you that you would say to you you'd say to us, God, and to our hearts, that we did what you said for us to do. Help us to get to know Jesus in such a way, God, that we would know what you would have us do. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We pray for Governor Bob Ferguson, President Trump, Maria Cantwell, Patty Murray, Michael Baumgartner. We pray for Leonard Christian. We pray for Suzanne Schmidt, Rob Chase. God, we pray for so many of those around us, God, that you would lift up every school board member in our state, God, that you would lift up every elected official, and that their hope would be on you, that what you say they should do, they do it, God, that their foundation would not be in power or in politics, in party, but their foundation would be upon you, O Jesus. God, how we need a revival across this state like never before. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.